Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Two noteworthy celestial shows are coming up on August 12th. The Perseus meteor shower is expected to peak that evening, and a partial solar eclipse is expected to be visible in parts of the state. So get ready and hope for clear skies. The Perseus meteor shower runs annually from around July 17th through August 24th. The peak viewing period is expected to occur the evening of August 12th. If the sky is clear, viewing could be excellent this year because it's also the day of a new moon, so no interference with the moonlight. Expectations are that 30 to 50 or more meteors may be observed per hour during the peak viewing period. Most meteor showers are associated with comets. Think of them as large, dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. As they pass near the sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. So when the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from Earth, they're falling stars, or more accurately, meteors. A lot of falling stars makes a meteor shower. Meteor showers, of course, have been observed for millennia, but it was not until 1862 that Comet Swift-Tuttle was discovered. And there's an interesting twist here. Two astronomers independently discovered it. American astronomer Louis Swift discovered it on July 16, 1862. Then a few days later, on August 19th, another American astronomer, Horace Parnell Tuttle, discovered it. So I suppose, to be fair, it's Comet Swift-Tuttle, as opposed to Comet Swift. There's also a solar eclipse on August 12th. Parts of North America, including North Dakota, is in the path for a small partial eclipse. So you might want to monitor the night sky over the next couple weeks, and be sure to check it out the evening of the 12th. With warm summer nights and no interference with the moonlight, it would be a great time to perhaps grab a lawn chair, some goodies, get away from town lights, and have some fun observing the night sky. Falling stars, constellations, star clusters, galaxies, and of course the Milky Way may well put on the best celestial show of the summer. I've put links to more information on a Perseus meteor shower and the partial solar eclipse, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.